This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. L-I. Hello? Okay, I'm hearing some, I'm hearing voices. It's one of those days. But it's National Donut Day. Now, I know as a doctor, I'm not supposed to be sitting there talking about donuts, but I got to tell you, man, you know, I can have anything on my laptop. What's it called when you have your wallpaper? Is it your wallpaper where you turn on your computer? You know, so I got pictures of the family, and that's nice. You know, the kids all smile. I love pictures of the family. But right now, I got a picture of a big, nice, a juicy donut, which is probably one of the stupidest things to do if I'm trying to diet. But apparently this is National Donut Day. I am sure within the next 10 years, a day like that will be phased out. Not that I want it to be phased out, but now everything is so, it's not politically correct to like junk food anymore. You notice that? So if you have a picture of something that could have possibly some glazed sugar or possibly some chocolate or sparkles or whatnot, it's like, ooh, you gotta take that down. You know, yes, we could have advertising of people with twerking and photoshopped groins, and that's okay. I'm kind of confused by that. Wasn't there a celebrity, I don't know if it was Rihanna or somebody, who was wearing a dress where she was basically naked under the dress? I don't know. I saw a little clip when I was searching my medical, and I didn't even want to pull it up because I got my kids running around. Yeah, I'm sure some of you are like starting to Google it now. Come on, people. So I just don't understand the censoring. Anyway, I guess there are some freebies, and this is important for my police out there. I know I have a lot of police officer listeners out there, and God bless you guys. So Dunkin' Donuts is giving away a free donut with the purchase of a beverage today. Krispy Kreme is giving away free donuts all day. Oh, you know, I hope that could be pretty costly from a, you know, from a marketing perspective. I hope they never have free family practice pap smear day because I could go broke just giving out free pap smears all day long. Let me see. All right. There's other places. So anyway, happy donut day. Now, donuts obviously are probably one of the worst breakfast foods ever. And I know a lot of you are like, well, you know what? I'm not going to be eating an egg white. By the way, those of you who actually eat one egg white, I mean, just, we're talking a little egg white sitting there. You guys have some of the most amazing willpower. This is what we need to do. You know, I think they're talking about a new shot to help with obesity, and we're going to be talking about that. And we're going to be talking about, I guess, you know, another study came out saying you can pass on breakfast. It's okay when you're trying to lose weight. But what we need to really, really do if we want to try to get to the root of why some people are skinny, and why some people aren't, is ask these skinny people that are able to sit there and on a very white, sterile-looking plate, look at their little egg white and eat it. You know, just like vegetarians, I think the vegetarian is probably one of the most healthy people out there, and these are people we need to watch. But how do they sit there and just eat vegetables and non-meat? If we could capture that psychological profile, make some sort of an injection and inject that, because I gotta admit, a lot of the obesity issues we have is metabolism, and that you know, but another part of our obesity problem is our thinking. You know, I told you I was in the line in the supermarket a while back, And I was standing behind somebody who was in really good shape. She was wearing workout clothes. And I work out. Okay, that I got down. I got the workout part down. I like working out. I've always loved exercise. I don't do it very well, and I may not do it for very long, but I like exercise. But anyway, here in my cart, I got Cocoa Krispies, and I got cheddar cheese, and I have Wonder White bread made of whole wheat, and I have butter and some gefilte fish, and I don't know what the hell was in my cart. I look over at hers because I'm like, well, she's skinny. What is she eating? And I just see some parsley and rice cakes. Now, I look at her cart, and she didn't even need a cart, to be honest. I mean, all she needed was you know, one of those, you know, where you could walk around? I tried doing that once. I tried going to Walmart like an idiot with one of those little hand baskets. Oh, my gosh. If you ever want to be completely embarrassed, they should actually do a reality TV show of those of us who walk into Walmart thinking all we're going to do is need one of those little hand baskets, right, or Target. Okay, and then they catch us on film trying to overstuff as we see, oh, I need lawn chairs or I need whatever. And then you're stuck because in order for you to walk and get the cart, you have to basically violate all the laws and alarms to get behind the cashiers to go and get the cart. You can look like you're stealing to run back and get the cart. So then, and I've done this, I've stolen other people's carts. Okay, because you'll have some people that have like a toothbrush, right? They'll waste a whole cart for the toothbrush. So what I'll do is I'll swap. I'll, you know, and sometimes I ask them and sometimes I don't. Like, well, all she has is a toothbrush, right? I have all this stuff, plus I got the milk, plus I got the poopoo powder for the cat's litter boxes, plus I got the 50-pound bag of dog food. I'm not able to manage this in the basket. So what I do is I'll like swap, and then I'll give them the little basket. I'll load up the rolly basket, and then I'll, you know, hightail it out of there. Unfortunately, they start walking over to their basket. They can't see me because they have some big piece of furniture that they're trying to walk over to their cart. And now they have just a little baby basket with their little toothbrush. You know, looks hurts you right. You know, it's very, very, violent. It, unfortunately, very, very violent in Walmart. People can get very, very angry. I, lost my purse at Walmart the other day. And I don't know how the hell this happened, but my purse was on the cart, and I went to get my kids some pants. So I covered the purse up with pants. Little did I know, I took somebody else's cart. So now I'm at checkout, I have no purse, and I thought somebody stole it. I got the security, called the police, called 911, and it was there the whole time. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. We're talking about Walmart, but actually Target was in the news. Target doesn't seem to be in the news. Well, security breach, credit card security breach, that put Target in the news. But usually Walmart's always in the news. This time, it's Target. And apparently, I believe it was at a Myrtle Beach Target, there was a gun in the toy aisle. I believe a loaded handgun. And this is kind of spooky. Let me read this to you, okay? They think they found the person on surveillance, and now they're looking for the person they have. But the incident happened May 30th at the Target located on Seaboard Street. The police report states that a store employee was walking down the toy aisle. Good for this employee, thank God. And he noticed an empty wrapper. At first, he thought somebody had taken the toy out of the wrapper and began looking at the merchandise. As he did, he saw a handgun lying inside a Marvel superhero play school toy box. He picked up the item and he discovered it was a real 9mm gun that contained live ammo. Police have been called to the store and took the weapon into custody. The employee found the gun and said he had seen somebody suspicious walking in the toy section earlier in the day. Officers released a surveillance photo which shows a man talking on the phone. The officer, we aren't sure if he's the suspect or not, but, I mean, I thought all aisles were being watched. Especially the toy section, because that's where a lot of shoplifting could be. Parents, okay, or grandparents, do not let your kids run to the toy section and play. All right, I would think the toy section at these places would probably be fairly safe, but whoever did this is one sick duck. I mean, look at this. Putting a gun, taking out a toy, and putting in a loaded gun. They wanted some kid to pull it out and shoot himself. Why are there such sickos in this country? What is going on? And it's not animals. You know, we were talking about how a lot of us are animals. And we have that animalistic instinct, and we have, sometimes you could just get us to the point where we will snap or attack or pounce, or we may, push you away to get some food. But the average animal doesn't manipulate a situation such that another animal commits suicide. Humans, they have the potential to be the sickest people out there, as we've seen with Hitler and, a variety of other individuals. So you need to, unfortunately, especially in this day and age, assume the worst. You need to assume that the average person out there, not the average person, but there are people out there that are just choreographing and manipulating and planning and staging something bad to happen. And then you could, once you realize that, you could then go on, with life and feel good about things. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, I'm having some computer problems. All right, we were talking about weight gain, and I don't like talking about weight gain because I'm, dealing with my own tushy that seems to want to keep gaining and gaining. But one thing I really harp on this show is breakfast. How it is so important to eat breakfast. And how people who skip breakfast are more inclined to be obese and more inclined to also get diabetes. Because they don't eat, and then all of a sudden they eat a big lunch or just not having food in their system. All of a sudden they eat some food, and then their insulin, so their body starts to prep up more and more insulin because it knows it's not going to get food. Then maybe it overshoots the insulin. The pancreas like, what the hell's going on here? And then I think people get diabetes. That's my theory. But there was a study that found that skipping breakfast may not really hurt your chances of losing weight. They said there were no differences in weight loss whether the patient skipped their first meal of the day, according to Emily Durandar, PhD of the University of Alabama, Birmingham. This is in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. They said previous studies have demonstrated a correlation, but not necessarily causation. All right. Correlation versus causation, how I look at it is, you have a bunch of obese people, they claim they don't eat breakfast, that's a correlation. You correlate the two, okay? Causation is where you actually watch and see, are you skipping breakfast, are you now not going to gain? Or are you going to gain? That kind of thing. All right? All right. Now, the study was not designed to look for a specific type of breakfast, like, Egg McMuffin with the hash browns and a coffee with a bunch of cream, or the exact timing of food intake. But anyway, they took 309 overweight and obese patients over a 16-week period. Patients were assigned to one of three arms, an intervention group told to eat the breakfast, an intervention group told to skip the breakfast, and a control group that wasn't really given any specific information about breakfast. The control group could eat or skip breakfast and do whatever the hell they wanted. That would be my group. I'd want to be in that group. Don't tell me what to do. Overall, the researchers saw no differences between groups in terms of weight loss, despite good compliance on all arms. Yeah, I know. When they call it the arm of the study. I like that. I'm getting used to it. I never understood that at first. I'm like, okay, you got this arm. What about the leg? You took this leg of the study. You took this leg. They don't use leg. They don't use the pelvis of the study. Yeah, my group would be stuck in the rectum of the study. See, the rectum of the study are your subjects. Let's look at this. Let's look at a study as a whole, okay? The head of the study, okay, is the guy that's running the things, or girl, head, okay? They're heading it, okay? The arms of the study are the different aspects that you got one arm over here taking the medicine, you got a one arm over here not taking the medicine, okay? Then you got the chest of the study. Now, the chest of the study is probably all the inner workings. It's and all the powerhouse. What's providing the energy source for this study? And the nerves of the vertebrae of the study, that would probably be the money. Whoever is shelling out the money. Okay, then you got the legs of the study. To me, the legs of the study may be other correlating possibilities and other theories. So you got this leg over here, you got this leg over here, depending on what the arms brought in. And then you got the pelvis of the study, which I haven't figured out what that would be. And then you have the rectum. The rectum part of the study would be the where you had a hypothesis, okay? Your theory should have come true, and you have some test subject that are just completely mucking everything up. Okay, either on purpose or not on purpose. So that would be the rectum of the study. And that is how you look at these studies. All right, 1-877 Dr. Dolly. Yes, I have taught science. I have tutored science before. It really does. It makes a lot of sense. I know. I don't know if I would make good money. Anyway, 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. All right, they say 2 mugs of coffee 1 hour prior to exercise will improve your workout by a third. Now, when I saw that, I was like, wait, no. Don't be drinking caffeine before a workout. All right, but the caffeine may increase your attention. It may lessen your fatigue, help you get your heart rate up. That's the study. Again, I'm not saying I like the study by any means. Studies show the optimum amount is 3 to 4 milligrams of caffeine per kilogram of body weight 1 hour prior to exercise. An average mug of instant coffee contains 100 milligrams of caffeine. So for anyone that weighs about 60 kilos and wants to consume 3.5 milligrams of caffeine, that would equal a couple big cups of coffee. Now, it, I guess, enables people in the gym to have more endurance, able to do better intensity running, sports, football, things like that, endurance skills, whatever. Here's my problem. You got to be careful with the palpitations. Okay, having a caffeine load prior to your exercise could unfortunately put you at risk, I think, for palpitations. So I would get very, very nervous. I don't tell people to take in caffeine before a workout because if you're working out right, you're already going to get your heart rate up. You're already going to get your epinephrine. You don't need to add extra stimulants. Now, I understand a lot of us will drag going to the gym. Okay, you know, we will just drag. Like, I go out for a run the other day. Today I was very, very spry, and I was jumping and bebopping all over the place. But yesterday I was like, you know, I'll just walk. And maybe I'll walk a little faster. And then once the heart's got pumping, so I don't think I have to do the caffeine. But it was interesting, okay? You also want to be careful because it could, cause you to get sometimes headaches, post-workout headaches, etc. And I think the reason why they're doing this is so many of us like coffee. And many of us cannot stand hearing no more soda, no more this, no more that. So, you know, if you do have your morning coffee, you don't necessarily have to not work out, you see? Don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Louisa writes, my husband and I are going through divorce proceedings, and my 5-year-old daughter is not taking it very well. I think she blames me, and she gets mad why I'm not back together with her dad. He cheated on me, and I, for good reason, will not discuss it. What would you recommend? Should we take her to counseling? She kind of goes on. She thinks, you know, the daughter's acting out. You know, divorce. You know, it's interesting. We haven't really talked a lot about how to handle the kids with divorce. You know, my husband and I have been married for 17 years. And I actually, before I had kids, already had the speech set up. If my husband ever dumped me, what I would tell the kids. You know, because I was so afraid that my husband would leave me, you know, for another woman. Because that's how, you know, in my family, most of the women in my family got cheated on. So it was like, you know, all right, you know, when you marry somebody, just, you know, make sure you know how to support yourself. Because he's going to dump you like, you know, we all got dumped. And I'm like, you know, you all got dumped because you are loud, obnoxious women. All right, that's not going to happen to me because I'm not loud. I'm not obnoxious. Okay, he'll stick. Now, luckily, he's stuck, okay, whether he wants to stick or not, whole another issue. And sometimes things get sticky, you know, but you know, if we're a marriage, you got to make it stick, all right? Despite the sticky issues, make it stick. And we're trying, and thank God we've been able to be 17 years together. But my pre-speech written for my kids, if my husband ever left me, was... I don't have it with me. Sorry. Yeah. It's something to the effect of, you know, he's a bad person and he doesn't know what he's doing and he could have all this and he doesn't. And, mama's queen. Now, of course, I wouldn't do that. Now that I've had kids, there's no way. I would not want to badmouth daddy, because the thing that I learned is when somebody badmouths somebody else, it boomerangs back on themselves. So anytime I heard a family member badmouth another family member, I would find more wrong with that family member and I would have sympathy for the other. So one of the worst things you could do is talk bad about mom. These kids will always love their daddy. These kids will always love their mommy. So there is nothing for you to try to change that will just harbor a lot of resentment. Now, where it starts to get sticky is what if they are lying to your kid and you want to tell the kid the truth, okay? You know, telling the kid the truth and bad-mouthing are two different things, okay? You know, so like if the daddy says, well, yeah, you know, she, mommy found a new boyfriend, right? And then I left, and so I found a new girlfriend. When that was never the case, he just left and found a new girlfriend, and you never had anybody. You are allowed to tell your kid the truth. 5 years old, they may not understand it, okay? And you may have to just tell them, look, we're going to take a rain check on that conversation, okay? Just know I am not a bad guy. Now, what I would first suggest is, okay, so you have the kids. And first of all, you got to understand the psychology of a five-year-old. Okay, the five-year-old is not going to understand that about the whole infidelity thing, or they're not going to understand that, okay? Because we're teaching kids forgive and forget. You know, kids do pretty mean things in school, and then they're required to still sit next to them in class the next day. So why can't mommy be with daddy? What's the big deal? So these kids aren't going to understand that. So you have to make sure you don't shut them out. You want to make sure, one, that you validate their feelings. Because if you're like, oh, you're just stupid, you don't know what you're talking about, you're too young, no, they won't talk because you want them to talk to you. So the first thing you do is if your five-year-old kid says this sucks, agree with them. Agree with them. This does suck. This is not what I wanted. I always wanted there to be mommy and daddy here for you. Okay? Agree that, yeah. Okay? But then... okay, then you need to say, now look, you know, sometimes things aren't going to be perfect. You know, sometimes two people cannot be together. I know that may be hard to understand, but I love your daddy still, just like I love you. And, you know, maybe things will change right now, but for now, this is the way it is. And let's talk about how we can make it better. Okay, now the kid's like, I just want this. Okay, now for a five-year-old, okay, you know, talk about options. Because the kid's not going to be happy that the answer is, look, I'm not spending time with your dad. Your dad is this. sit down and talk with the kid. What do you want? Okay, I want you living with daddy. Okay, now that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. But you don't say that. Okay, what's another choice? Okay, we got that one here, and that could be a big red circle. Make a big red circle, okay? Now blue circle, okay? What's something else that you think could maybe work in the blue circle? Well, maybe can, you know, daddy come to my birthday party? Or can we do this together? Or can we do this together or whatever? Okay, now that may be a little bit more easier to obtain. I think it is so important for estranged parents to try to still do events together. I am so proud of a lot of these couples. Now, mind you, I understand someone was beating somebody else. You got to get the hell out of that situation. I understand that. But for those where it was just irreconcilable differences, and you guys are able to still be amicable at parties or, you know, bravo. Because I know that's hard. That's got to be very, very hard. But remember, family functions are never fun. Okay, there's always family members you don't like showing up anyway. So if you already have family members that you don't want there, then, the estranged spouse, why not? If the child is mad, come up with something to let her or he vent their anger. Okay? You know, do you feel mad? I kind of feel mad. You know, why don't we get some water balloons? Let's just throw them at the wall. Okay, when I get mad, let's just get a whole bunch of water balloons. Get a whole bunch of water balloons. Let her throw, not at the cat, not at the dog. Okay, now I'm not saying we need to, you know, condone violence or anything like that. But, you know, if they're upset and the talking, now we're talking about a five-year-old, a teenager, okay, that's a whole different way how to handle a teenager. But you got a kid, you got a 4 or 5-year-old kid, get some water balloons. Get some water balloons, and you're going to have to get a bunch of them because, you know, water balloons go through in a second. Get a whole bunch, and remember, you're going to be cleaning up a bunch of balloon pieces. Get a wall. Make sure it doesn't go over to the neighbors, and just throw. Or throw water balloons at each other. I don't care. Okay? Or if daddy comes by, throw them at daddy. I don't care. But okay, no violence. But, you know, you have to let the kid be angry. You're not going to change that kid from being angry. Do not go, your father messed this up, blame him, don't blame me. You know, you can't have that conversation. The 5-year-old will not understand that because daddy is going to be on the other side doing that. Now, you should talk to daddy and go, look, this kid is going to resent both of us. So you and I better work together on something, on how we're going to talk to the kid so they don't think it's your fault, they don't think it's my fault. No, it is your fault. You cheated on me. Well, you're going to have to, you know, yeah. Now, counseling is extremely important. Getting these kids into counseling as early as possible, it's never too early for counseling because the counselors do just that. They allow the child to be angry and let them get their feelings out. It stinks. A divorce affects these kids like a death in the family would. Okay, their world is disrupted and they go through a mourning period. They go through denial. Okay, then they feel guilty. They sometimes think it's them. Then they get mad. These are all parts of the grieving process that these kids have. So you have to let them go through that. That's just the natural part of healing. You just need to make sure that they don't act out. And that's extremely important. Okay? And you got to be very, very careful. It's honestly, going through a divorce, I don't know how you guys do it. It's probably one of the most stressful things, after, you know, going through a death. And God bless you guys for being able to go through that and figuring out how to make your kids, come to grips with it. But it's not going to be easy. And you may not be ready to talk to your kid first time out. Okay? You know, you may be like, oh, what do I say? But for those of you that are starting the divorce process, you need to talk to the doctor or even a family therapist on how to handle the questions with the kids. Because these kids cannot be forgotten. They have to be able to understand and grasp what's going on. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
Speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Thank you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is interesting. They say the number of fathers in America becoming stay-at-home dads have risen phenomenally. They've actually doubled since the late 1980s, but with the high joblessness during the 2007-2009 recession, we upped our stay-at-home dad numbers to 2 million in 2012, up from 1.1 million back in 1989. They say about a quarter of those fathers said they were at home because they could not find a job, but 21% were mainly staying home to care for the family. Now, there's a researcher involved, Gretchen Livingston, said the findings underscored the experts' belief that gender roles between men and women were converging, with men taking on more caregiving tasks and women increasingly becoming breadwinners. Now, the reason why I bring this up is I had an email a while back, I don't have it in front of me, where one of my stay-at-home dads was depressed. And his doctor had suggested antidepressants, and he thought it had to do more with him being at home. At first, he and the doctor didn't think so because he doesn't have the stress of work, etc., but he thinks he just needs to get back out there, and him being at home and this idea of being a stay-at-home dad makes him mad. His friends call him Mr. Mom, and there's this whole, I remember the movie Mr. Mom from the 80s. It was very, very good. The first part of the movie was good. The last part started to get kind of boring, the whole soap opera scene. I remember not liking the second half. But Michael Keaton, I think, did a phenomenal job with the Mr. Mom. He loses his job. He gets fired. And the wife is able to get a job. She's able to be the breadwinner. And then her boss hits on her. You guys all remember that. Yeah, Terry Gard did excellent with that, too. And then the kids, he ended up actually being, pretty damn good. But we are seeing so many dads being now the primary caretaker. I'll see a dad come in. All right, we're doing his EKG. Something's a little off. You need to go check in with the heart doctor. I can't. I got to pick the kids up from school, and I got to take them to baseball, and I have to do that because my wife's at work. You're hearing that all the time. Now, this is very, very interesting, okay? The wife's at work, and so they are taking on the stay-at-home dad role. Now, why is that? And are these dads happy? Or are they just waiting, what happened in the 1940s to, be able to have that shift where then the women go back to home and they go back to the field? Are guys liking it? From what I'm seeing a lot of men actually like it. They like spending time with the kids. They don't like the stigma attached. Like this one listener I have where he's depressed. His, friends are giving him crap about being Mr. Mom. If we take away that old 1980s stigma of men being home and Mr. Mom, okay, a lot of guys like it, okay? The other day I was able to get out of work early. I was able to pick my kid up from school. I liked it. I had a sense of being able to see the kids. Like, hi, Mom. Hi, Mom. Now, my husband works, too. But with our schedules, it's easier for him to pick up the kids from school than me. He's not a Mr. Mom or anything like that. But he's he helps with a lot of the taking the kids to practice. And maybe it's also because they're boys. So he likes to go to their games, and he likes to kind of help coach, etc. So it just started to blend that way, where for me, and with everything I do, it's like I'm always working, and I wish I could do more parental duties. But the idea that there's mommy duties and daddy duties, those aren't going to be terms anymore. Those are going to be completely obsolete. What are daddy duties? What are mommy duties? Well, if you say, well, mommy duties is the cooking and the cleaning, that's sexist. Okay, you are going to be looked at as so politically incorrect that you will probably lose all your rights to do anything ever. Alright? You can't even look at it that way. Mommy's duties are the same now as daddy's duties. We all duty. Some of us duty more than others. So that's starting to get blended. And remember I told you, when America thinks about things differently, then you see this whole sequential, like ripples in the pond of sociological changes where it's like, oh, I guess that's not that big a deal after all. I mean, it's amazing how much I'm trying to think of the word, and I apologize that I'm searching for words, but how America looks at things goes from something being so bad and so horrible and people changing their whole financial system to somebody finally coming out and saying it's totally okay for dad to be at home. You get this all the time. Well, I can't have my wife working and me be the one at home. I can't have, why can't you have that? What works? Now, why are women finding jobs easier than men in the first place? Okay, well, maybe some women, maybe, and I'm not saying this is a stereotype, but maybe some women that are going back into the workforce are more willing to take jobs that are more versatile, lower paid than somebody who went for engineering, went for law, is a biophysicist, gets canned, you know, and he doesn't want to go and start waiting tables again. Okay, for me, I waited tables back in my doctor medical school days, and I love it. In fact, when things got that bad financially for us a couple years ago, I was ready to wait tables again. I had no problem. I still dream about it. I loved it. You just put your apron on, you grab your little thingy that you write the orders down, or my little pad, right? Tell me what you want, or I'll make it behind the bar. I just loved doing that. I could do that anytime. Hire me, I'll, you know, schlep ribs or steaks or whatever. Let, you know, I feel maybe, you know, is it a versatility issue? I don't want to stereotype because I'm seeing a lot of men take jobs that they weren't trained to do and they were happy with it. But this idea of quote unquote Mr. Moms or stay at home dads is on the rise. Now, if that's the case, what are the ripples or the ramifications? Well, a whole variety of things are now going to be different. Okay. You have marketing that has to be different. Okay. Who's at home watching TV? You know, one of the reasons why these cable networks have just skyrocketed in the last few years is you're starting to have more males watch TV. My husband never watched television programs. Maybe he used to see a Magnum PI. He maybe saw a couple MacGyver episodes back in the 80s, but he really wasn't a television show, 30-minute show watcher. Maybe he saw some primetime Seinfeld or Friends, but now, he'll watch Pawn Stars. He'll watch the Discovery Channel. He'll watch the History Channel, Military Channel, I haven't checked. Somebody said the Military Channel's been changed. I want to hear about that. But so, you know, now we're having more men watch television. Well, if you have more men watch television, now the marketing has to be different. Now the way you approach products, maybe the way women took care of the house is not the way a man wants to. You know, my husband, he likes using this blower, you know, for the leaves and stuff. Men love to blow things out of the way. Well, then if somebody's going to come up with something, if you have all these, let's say, stay-at-home dads now, and you want to market to these men, and these men may be taking on the duties now of cleaning the house, okay, well, then you can't do the gloves, and you can't do the little sponge, and you can't do the little toilet brush, okay? Men are going to want to clean things differently. You got to get them blowers. You got to get them chainsaws. Tell them that something is chainsawing through the grit on the kitchen thing, and they'll be like, yeah, now this is manly. But you see how everything changes now. It's just different. Now, we're also finding that you have a lot of these fathers that are stay-at-home fathers are also on disability, okay? We have a huge percentage of more and more men on disability. Now, I understand we have more men that are older and we have the baby boomer group, all right? But they said 35% were out of the workforce, according to the Pew Report, due to illness and disability. And we've talked about disability. We'll probably talk a little bit about that in the next hour. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.